Good morning. 6:58 a.m. on, I think it's Thursday, August the 12th, 2021. 81221 or 12821, depending on where you live in the world. Yeah, yesterday got away from me because of fasting blood work. The temperature had gotten high enough by the time I got back that I wasn't inclined to go out for the walk. Morning. We'll see. The crew is here working on the street. This street is all fully paved. It's got the lines in it, everything. Was a good comeback. Good morning. It's too early to tell, isn't it? I didn't hear that one before. Anyway, yeah, I got the blood work done yesterday morning. I was in there at 7:30. Had the results back by late afternoon. The news was not good. It wasn't terrible. As far as I know, I'm not dying today. Probably not this week. But my glucose levels are sky high. A1C is high. Got a doctor's appointment tomorrow. I got a bunch of big trucks up here coming up. Sprayers on the back. A warning hut sign. I've come maybe 50 yards, and there's leaves back on the tar here. Ah. Little edge there. Good morning. Morning. more trucks. The new tar is about an inch lower than the edge of the curb. Which is going to make street runoff into the gutter a bit of a challenge, at least on the downhill side. Oh, that's noisy. It's a good argument for getting out at 6 a.m., I guess. Pretty much everybody is just sort of standing around waiting for the work day. Unpacking coolers and checking equipment. So salt is out. I think I mentioned that the other day. So it's doing pretty well. It's got an uphill road because it's not part of one of the established, well, it's not science fiction, we'll start with that, because I think the majority of readers are science fiction readers. It's fantasy. And while it's fantasy set in the Tanith Fairport universe, it's not featuring Tanith Fairport. It's easy for me to say. So anyway, the blood work. I pulled a couple of weeds and now my hands are all sticky. The blood work was not good. And I know why the blood work was not good. My glucose was through the roof. I know why. And one of the reasons is the walk. One of the big reasons is the walk. Back when I was managing it, I was walking twice a day, not once a day, not none, not no times a day, not four times a month. It's part of the biology of diabetes, is that I'm not using up the glucose fast enough. And so it's building up. And that's the bottom line. And for most people, the insulin turns off, or at least tones down, sugar production. Is it a dog? I haven't seen that dog before. Morning. And the bigger muscles, like thighs, calves, use more glucose. By not walking, by sitting on my butt, the glucose doesn't get used. But because something in my blood chemistry isn't keeping up with the glucose production, the insulin production, or the insulin isn't shutting down the glucose production, whatever way you want to look at it, the glucose just builds up and keeps building. And it doesn't hurt that I've been eating way too many carbs, too many sweets, too many carbs, too much bread. Not enough protein, actually. And the carbs aren't bad as long as you balance it with the proteins. Coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. Yeah, monk post. There's a bunny running away from a dog here. Morning.
My fish is hunting blood.
Yeah, I see that. There's a little bunny sitting on the yard, in the grass in this yard. This guy was walking by with a dog. The dog spotted the bunny. Went right to the end of his leash. It just stood there, quivering. The bunny took off, went out of the bush, and the dog went crazy. He said, my vicious hunting dog here. You have to understand, it's a little, maybe it's a cockapoo or something. It's just, oh, it was a little dog. Close curly hair, golden color. It's really quite a cute little dog. The idea that it might be a vicious hunting dog. So, nice looking fence. Looks a lot like mine. So yeah, I've got nobody to blame but myself. I lost sight. I lost track. A lot of excuses for why that happened. Denial. All these old men with full heads of hair. Perfectly lovely white hair. I have a scabby scalp. No, it is what it is. I need to embrace my inner stoic, I think. There's some nice looking vegetables coming along in there. Surprised how fast that stuff has come up. So I need to embrace my inner stoic. I need to embrace a more stoic lifestyle. need to focus on the greatest good. And I can't do any good if I'm dead or sick. I'm kind of overwhelmed. Just trying to take stock of, you know, what's my mental state. I talked to my therapist. My mental state is usually pretty good when I'm meeting with her. I have about 5 minutes while I'm waiting to think about, you know, sort of check in with me. I say, okay, what am I going to talk about today? What am I going to talk about this month? What do I think is important? For the last year, it's been pretty much trying to keep track of my mental health, trying to manage it as best as I can. Even though a lot of a big component of that was walking, and I didn't do it for the last few months. I haven't done it. I don't know how many times I've walked this year, but it isn't very many. That has to stop. I have to do it. I need to get back on the treadmill in the evening and do a mile, do a couple miles at night. Don't know which way she's going, but not my way. Okay. But I have to stop eating donuts, I have to stop having a cookie after every meal, I have to stop ice cream sandwiches at night, I have to stop a lot of the little carb bombs during the day. Momentary gratification for long-term loss. I can do it. I've done it before, I can do it again. That's the ADHD credo. Lawnmower man. No, it's his little lawnmower speeding by. Or his big lawnmower. The guy who mows the park. Is he gonna go mow the park today? Yes, he is. The ADHD credo. I did it before, I can do it again. And, oh, this is gonna be a good test. I got a new piece of foam for my microphone. I don't know if it's gonna cut down. There's significant wind right at the moment. I don't know if the foam is enough to kill the wind or not. We'll see. I can hear it whistling in my ear. The wind, not the foam. Thank you. about ADHD is that even once you've got systems that work, they only work for so long. They don't keep working. They croak. They stop. They become abandoned. No, let me be less passive here. I abandoned them. It's a cap off a sprinkler. I'm gonna put the cap off of one of my sprinklers. Anyway. So, that's it for me. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, with any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.